Hello, everybody. This is Cody Bateman. Welcome to a brand new episode of Promptings with Cody B. I am your host, and today I've got a guest on that's absolutely incredible, a dear friend of mine. His name is Steve Elder. This is the leadership guy. My goodness, it's just amazing. Core principled leadership type of guy. He's a consultant to direct sales companies. He also consults individuals, higher level direct sales associates and affiliates, just does some incredible work in the direct sales profession. And what's fun about this guy is that when you talk to him, you really see how he takes core leadership principles and he masterfully teaches them to you. And you're going to see that in this interview today, how he takes core principles you may have heard of before, but he teaches them in such a way that it really resonates home with you. And to act on your promptings at the highest level, you create leadership skills. He talks in the show today about how to take those skills and really make an impact in your life and in the lives of those around you. So stay tuned. Come on back. And enjoy the interview that I have with Stephen Lee Elder. And there he is, my good friend Steve Elder. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Just excited to be here with you, Cody. This is awesome.
Looks like you're there in your home office and doing the stuff you always do. We already stated in the bio the magic that you do for companies and help people out. You certainly have helped us with some of our projects in the past. We're kind of a unique business here at Prompting. So when you came and worked with us, you had your work cut out for you, didn't you?
It was exciting. It was a lot of fun, but I really loved learning about what you do and especially the deeper part about what you're all about, which is why I'm excited to be here today. This is really cool.
Well, we sure appreciate you and just the type of leadership you provide, the direct sales profession, the personal development stuff you do for individuals out in the marketplace is just top-notch stuff. I mean, you know, I put you up there. You remind me of like a Stephen Covey type of guy. So it's, you know, it's we're real honored to have you on the show today. And we want to kind of jump right in and talk a little bit about your style. You know, we're part of an industry in the direct sales industry. You know, direct sales is kind of funny. It's like, you know, there's affiliate marketers and influencers now on social media and direct salespeople. And traditionally, there's kind of a lot of hype around it all. You know, it's like, look at me, you know, look at us. And we're killing it over here. And we're killing it over there. And there's a lot of hype and a lot of ego, if you will, that kind of goes along with even today's, you know, internet marketing and affiliate marketing. When I work with you and I see how you work with people, I see a calm balance. I kind of, it's like what your leadership, I just kind of take a deep breath and, you know, bring in the fresh air. It's like, finally, we can just talk about sheer leadership type principles. And you just have that calming effect about you. Just let's bring the hype down and let's be real. That's how I would define you. So tell me, how is it hard to do that in this profession today? I mean, what's it like out there working with all of us crazy direct salespeople?
Well, I guess I'm one of the crazy direct selling people as well. But it's like, just like you, I love this industry. You know, with all of my history working in tech and retail, there is nothing like direct selling where it's truly about people, right? People development, I think deeper what life is really about, and that we get to be a part of something that helps improve ourselves while we're helping improve the lives of others. And that makes it exciting. And, you know, what I find is there are some people that don't resonate with the type of training that I do. If they're really driven, just hardcore trying to just grow their check and grow their business, which is important. But this is really about growing yourself and growing others along with growing your business. And those people who understand how important people growth and people development are to the success of their direct selling business, that is those people that tend to resonate with the type of leadership training that I do. And there's plenty of them out there. There are some that don't, but most of them, when they truly understand how direct selling works, this people aspect of it, they resonate with the type of leadership training that I provide.
Well, obviously here we're all about acting on promptings, and a prompting is an intuitive thought to reach out positively to others and to yourself. Prompting is always to take positive action. And so, you know, we have always been about creating genuine relationship. We say around here, you give for the sake of giving. You don't give to get, you give to give, you give to serve, to genuinely serve. You create relationships in your business to create the relationship, not to get the business. And I want you to speak to that a little bit, because in direct sales, a lot of times, you know, it can kind of, you got to bring that balance to people. And what I'm finding, and I want to see what your take is here, what I'm finding is the industry is really kind of shifting more to servant leadership, I think, where, you know, 20 years ago, the hype and glamour kind of stuff kind of got you quite a ways. And there's still a lot of that with social media, but to really make impact, even with your checks, to really make impact, you got to be real. You know, you got to be genuinely interested in people. I just kind of want to get your take on that, because there's people out there that have genuine interest and there's people out there that have interest so they can get something. So just wanted to see what your take was.
Yeah, I love that. And I totally align with what you're saying. It goes back to having done this for many years now in direct selling, is to do people truly understand what makes us successful and why our approach is better than other approaches? Like, if it's just transactional to get something, right? There's plenty of businesses out there that are purely made for transactional, right? And I don't know if this is a fair one. I'll just use Amazon, right? It's highly transactional, best price, just trying to make a transaction, get what you need. But our business, the direct selling business, ultimately will win and succeed and grow and retain customers because we remember that it's about trusted relationships. I trust you. I trust the person. And therefore, I trust what that person shares or represents, as opposed to just trust the brand or trust the product. There is a person, an individual, a personal connection, one-on-one, somewhere in that relationship. And that's where, to me, when we understand that and nurture those relationships to be so powerfully strong that when we do share something or offer something, they respond to that and allows us to not only respond to buy one time, but repeat that. Which is why going back to your point of promptings, why I think you're so successful and have such a powerful process, because it is in that true relationship building where when you have a prompting and act on it towards someone else, that relationship that deepens the trust, you're ultimately at the root of the foundation of success for direct selling. So it's like everyone truly needs the promptings process as part of what makes them successful in direct selling. That's how I see it.
That's really good. You know, part of the promptings process is we talk all the time about if you act on your promptings and reach out in kindness to others. We have a greeting card system that allows you to do that with a lot of other tools and whatnot. And of course, on this show, we talk about any way to act positively out to others is a positive. The key is to not expect anything in return. If nothing happens, so if you're reaching out in kindness and you're reaching out to serve and you're reaching out to others, and there's not a reciprocation at all in terms monetarily, in terms of business that comes back to you, the sheer nature of you reaching out in positivity creates appreciation energy for you. So you've already won. Whether you get anything back or not monetarily is irrelevant. It doesn't matter, because because you're reaching out positively, you're sending out positivity to the universe, to the people that are in it, that appreciation energy comes back to you, and you as an individual are working at a higher level. And that alone is the greatest payday there is. And that's the thing we try to explain to people is, look, just reach out in kindness every day. It's going to reward you tenfold in so many different ways. So, you know, that's a big part of our message. I want to talk to you about one word that kind of goes along with that. The word is prosperity. And I'd like for you to define for us what you think prosperity means.
Prosperity. So again, you not knowing this question beforehand, I haven't had a chance to think it through, but I'll tell you the first prompting that came to mind is true happiness, right? It's not necessarily wealth. It's happiness that comes and living your potential, living with those and having the people that you love there with strong relationships that you receive joy. I think that's truly what it means to prosper, to grow and develop, to learn, always enhancing that way. If there is resources and wealth to enhance that experience, that's wonderful. But my experience has been, I have a daughter that's in Mexico right now and is living in such certain circumstances with not a lot, and she is prospering. She is so happy because it's about the people and the love that she feels every day, that energy, I think, that you're talking about, that kindness. And I think that's truly what prosperity is. And many people seem to pursue a different type of posterity in life and get on the treadmill. But when you truly back up and understand that that's where joy and happiness truly is, then you pursue a different approach to living that helps you feel prosperous or have that prosperity. That's my initial thought.
That's good stuff. Well, we talked a little bit in the pre-show. There's some projects that you've been working on recently and whatnot. And tell us a little bit, just tell our audience a little bit about exactly what you do as a consultant in the direct sales profession. And you also do personal development training to individuals. Just tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So there's two sides. So I am ultimately all about leadership. I'm a leadership geek. I just absolutely think about it, write about it, ponder, study from the great leaders. And you never can learn too much about leadership. So there's corporate side, and I've been on the corporate side to develop great companies, great products, great cultures that can help transform lives. And so there's leadership, executive leadership principles and models that I use to help unleash potentials, the greatness of organizations, of corporate. But I really love, we're getting to work directly with direct selling professionals, many of top leaders, multimillion dollar leader earners who I work with who are trying to go to the next level. And that's where I get into more personal leadership development. I take them on a path to develop their leadership, which is about developing themselves. And that path has three steps to it. Leadership of self, which is helping them navigate their mind and their heart and making sure they're working appropriately with what they do with their hands and feet every day, mind, heart, hands, feet, focused, principle-based. Then leadership of team is the next step of how you work with people closely and how you interact with them to enhance and get the greatness and potential of a group of people coming together. And then ultimately, when they lead an organization, maybe have a downline many levels deep that they don't know and interact with every day personally, but they still influence through the leadership. How do you provide leadership to them? And the philosophy that I teach is a single philosophy that navigates all three. It's called principle-centered leadership. And it was a high compliment when you referenced Stephen Covey to me earlier, because he's one of my heroes. He actually introduced this term in 1989 about principle-centered leadership, but I've just taken it to a different level of a whole model to teach correct principles and how you put them into your daily life, into your heart, into your mind, into your team, into your organization, to have those principles operating that then unleashes the faith, unleashes the power of people, teams, and organizations. And so when I'm working with top leaders, I'm helping them understand those principles, how to apply them, and then how to use them and teach them to other people. And it's really been so satisfying to see them personally grow. But of course, when their businesses grow and their teams grow, it's this great satisfaction. And it's a lot of fun, and I get plenty of work from that alone, just because there's so many who want to learn that, but it's absolutely deeply fulfilling for me. So that's what I do.
So you and I share the same religious backgrounds and upbringings. And over the years in our church, we've had certain leaders that teach these kinds of principles. And one of the key leaders of our church said a quote, and I thought about it when you mentioned that. And the quote is, we teach people correct principles and allow them to govern themselves. I'm sure you're very familiar with that quote.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to talk about that quote because I use that quote a lot. Teach correct principles and allow people to govern themselves. How important is that today in today's society? I mean, think about what's going on in the world today. And here's this philosophy, teach correct principles and allow people to govern themselves. Now, there's a two-part question. First of all, what does that mean? And the second part is, what are the correct principles? Right. What are they? So have at it there, buddy. Go for it.
Well, the thought I have is the context for that question. So the religious leader was asked with a large, far-flung organization, how are you so organized and everyone's aligned and committed to purpose and making things happening? And that was his response. As opposed to personal charisma or any of those things that sometimes are expected of a leader, he became a teacher. And that's what I teach about leadership, that the essence of leadership is effective teaching. And people through teaching do stories and symbols, and you are one of the master storytellers. And that's where I think you're effective in your stories and your writing and what you speak, because you teach so well. And so, but his context was, I teach these correct principles, and then they are inspired and choose. One of the core principles that I teach, the first principle that I teach when I develop a leader, is that everyone has the principle or power of agency to choose and act for yourself, which is where promptings are very powerful, right?
Yep.
Choose to act for yourself and don't give that away to anyone. If you retain and understand that power, then there's so much that you can do. So as you learn these principles, use that agency to act on those principles. They then act correctly. You don't have to do a lot as a leader. So you constantly are identifying those. And regarding your second point with what the correct principles are, there are some that I've identified that I think most people resonate with their hearts, what those correct principles are, like agency, and there's stories to confirm. The core principles that I teach for develop, I'll just say three that I use as foundational principles. One, agency. You have the ability to choose and act for yourself. Two, accountability. You are personally responsible for the situation in your life. When you accept that principle and use it, it unleashes power as opposed to a victim mentality. And the third principle that I teach is adversity. There's a purpose in problems needed for you to grow. And when you embrace those problems and how they teach you, then that unleashes the potential inside of you. And so those are correct principles there, but I'll add one more thing, if it's okay. When I develop people individually or work, they develop themselves. I never develop anyone. Let me clarify that. I always explain that what they're developing is their character. And competence as a leader. Competence could be things like listening and how to understand and do that kind of stuff. But character is who you are. And you teach this too about understanding your identity when your promptings process. I love that. I help them understand that there are fundamental character truths and principles that we all share. One of them that we all want, I should say, is humility, to be more humble. And so those are examples of correct principles that I think people universally accept versus an incorrect principle like pride or competitiveness or anger that people just know intuitively is not a correct principle. So we help people navigate and create the correct principles to refine their character. And then when they have a character, a leadership character of someone, look in history who we've respected as leaders and why they have such a solid character. But that character foundation, I believe, gives them the right foundation and preparedness of mind and heart to act on a prompting, to actually do the right things with their agency because they've developed themselves into the type of person who's open and submissive to listening and willing to act on it. And so I do a lot of focus on developing character of people. So then when situations hit them, they know what to do and how to act and be successful and not get thrown off base because of, you know, all the stuff that happens every day to all of us.
Good stuff, my friend. We are listening to Stephen Lee Elder, the leadership geek, the ninja level executive, the Yoda-like mentor. I like those sentences that you have in your bio. It really does kind of explain that. I love to listen to you. I love to listen to how you kind of bring these principles all together. You mentioned those three core principles, the first being agency. I want to talk a little bit more about agency, because agency is really important for individuals to act on promptings, for sure. You have to follow your own heart and your own voice. You have your own voice, and it's telling you what to do, where to go in life. And we're all part of tribes. All of us are part of tribes. And this is a question that comes up a lot. How do you balance out being part of a tribe? Your tribe might be your family, your loved one, your spouse, your coworkers, your church, people that go to the church with you, your community, your neighborhood, whatever. There's multiple tribes that we interact with other people, some closer than others. And a lot of times when I have to listen to myself and go the direction I need to go in, it may conflict with a tribe member, you know, and let's talk about the hard ones. It might conflict with my spouse or my child or my parent. How do you navigate through that? How do you deal with the daughter that comes to you and says, "Hey, Dad, you know, I'm going to spend my life being a rock star, you know, but she's following her heart." This question comes up to me all the time. How do you have the courage to navigate through that and maintain strong relationships with your tribe?
That's a really good question. And there's a lot of thoughts. I think this using your daughter, I have five children and they all have their own dreams and what they want to do. And I have musicians. So your rock star really resonates. But the thing, when I go back to principle-centered leadership, part of that principle of agency, I think, is where you're going, is what I teach to leaders that they understand is you have agency and so does everyone else. A key leader respects the agency of others. When you shift and when we're parents and our children are younger, you tend to control a lot of their lives, right? I mentioned to you, I'm a grandfather for the first time, and that child, he is 100% just cared for by his parents no matter what. He can't do anything for himself, but then he'll eventually change and things like that. We cannot exercise control over our kids because they naturally resist that. Mm-hmm. In everyone's life, we have a natural resistance to authority. It's called enmity. And that's at the core of pride. You see it in two-year-olds and different people. They naturally resist the authority and telling you what to do. It's a natural thing that we have that helps protect us. You have to nurture and be careful not to overtake their agency by asserting control, but you can still influence, teach, and inspire. What's your life? How is your relationship with your parents? What have you or your spouse? What have you done to show how happiness comes to you by the choices that you've made, and constantly reinforce that through your children to see? I believe in I play the long game with my family. I know there's choices that people make in different stages of their life, like I did when I was younger. But I trust in those principles and those character attributes that over time will always prove to be true. And so that person, that child who sees that, even though in the moment they may rebel or do something against what your wishes are, they may come back to it. If you teach them correctly, they will, you know, not go away from it if you've taught them correctly, in my view. So ultimately, like, I'll give one last thought on that. For example, children. When they are doing that, ultimately, I check myself and my wife and I talk about it. Do they know we love them? Yeah. No matter what, they have to always know at the foundation is in our relationship is we love them. We see them as their own hero in their own journey and trying to navigate it. And if they have that foundation, they will likely listen. Even though they may not act on any teaching or guidance, they'll likely listen because their heart is open, because they know our heart is pure towards them.
Isn't that the same thing in business? You talk about the family setting, that the kids know that their parents love them no matter what, which is a great, great principle. Isn't it the same thing in business? I mean, yeah. The people that you serve in business.
Yeah, it goes back to, again, a lot of what you teach and I've learned from you too is authenticity. When my intent is pure and real and sincere, people know, we all know when someone's trying to get something or do the sales process or say the right things to get something from you. But it's different when you feel this person actually cares about me as a person. They see Steve Elder. They see that Steve has Eddie Van Halen little pop, Funko Pop right here. Yeah. I like Van Halen, right? They see those things about us, and that makes it a whole different level of trust in a relationship that allows us to actually have a deeper business relationship as well. I totally agree.
Wow. Good stuff, Steve Elder. So how do people find you? I mean, you got websites, because our listeners will always, they're going to get these gold nuggets from you and they're going to want to learn more from you. So how do we find you out there?
Well, the best place to find me is on LinkedIn. I do have a website, stephenleeelder.com, but I'm redirecting it just to my LinkedIn. Just because I try to teach, I want to give this away. Similar to you, Cody, there's a deeper mission in my life is just to share and help people develop themselves and their leadership. So I have a newsletter that I published using LinkedIn's platform that teaches the principles of leadership and the things that I'm talking about. So that's the best place, is just to follow and subscribe there. And if there's particular things that people are interested in, they can reach out to me. My email is simply Stephen Lee Elder, L-E-E, Stephen Lee Elder, E-L-D-E-R, @gmail.com. And if I can help with some leadership challenges, I'm always happy to do so.
Well, there you have it, everybody. So I'm going to act on a prompting right now, actually. And I've never done this before on a show. It just came to me right now. Have no idea where this is going to go, which is a lot of times that's what happens with promptings. You're not sure why they show up. The important thing is to just act. So I'm going to act. I'm going to flip the roles here. I'm going to ask you to be the interviewer for a second, and you interview me. I have no idea why I'm asking, but that was the prompting. So I want you to ask me some questions as we finish out this show today. So you are now the leader of the podcast, and you're going to ask me some stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think, okay, this is good. We're on the fly here. So this is a lot of fun. But Cody, if I was to shift, I have read your book, and studied you and got to work closely with you, and you are driven by a deeper purpose. And I think that's what resonates with me, is I help corporate teams build great companies, great movements that touch people's lives. They're purpose driven. And, many of your listeners have probably heard your story, but at the core, why do you do what you do? I mean, why? You give a lot. You spend time on the podcast, you build company, you've given money, you've done so much to bless many people. Why? You could stop. You could totally stop and just enjoy life, but you're a driven person. It's like it's even deeper to you, it seems to me. What is that core purpose that just keeps Cody Bateman moving?
Well, again, it does go back to the promise. Those who have heard my story, I made a promise to my brother, Chris, who unexpectedly passed away. I had ignored a prompting to say bye to him when I moved away. And when I moved away, he unexpectedly passed away at the age of 29 in an industrial accident. I ignored a prompting to say bye to him. So when he passed away, I made a promise to him that it was a twofold promise. I made a promise that I would act on my promptings when I got them to reach out in kindness to others, and I would help as many other people as I could do the same thing. So I ignored a promise, or I ignored a prompting to say bye to my brother Chris, and I never got the chance to do it again. I felt really bad about it. And I made a promise to my brother Chris after he passed away that I would act on those promptings when they came to me, and I'd help others do the same. And that's just stuck. It just stuck with me that's my mission in life. That's what I'm supposed to do. And in doing that, I've learned the power of promptings. I've learned how powerful promptings are and what you can do with them and how they will guide you in your life. how they can help you reach your true potential, how you can create true, genuine human connection with other human beings, how you can serve people that only you can serve and reach at certain times in their lives, how you can define your genius, and which every one of us have our own genius that nobody else has. You're the only owner of your genius, and your genius is needed in the world. And I've learned over the years how promptings can guide you through all of that. So it is something, you know, that I'm very passionate about, and it's really important. I'll tell you, Steve, it's hard, and you've been part of this because we offer our services in a direct sales setting. And typically when you're in a direct sales setting or you're selling stuff online or whatnot, you got to define the pain points that people have by not having your products. You know, you go through all that general stuff. And one of the key benefits of my product is I have one of the core products we have is a greeting card system that allows you to reach out with greeting cards to share appreciation with people. And a lot of businesses use us as a follow-up system, and it creates great results. So the natural tendency in the marketplace is to say, well, you have a great marketing tool. You have a great relationship marketing tool, and you need to sell your product as a marketing product. And you need to share with people out there how you can be a marketing solution for them, because everybody today buys marketing solutions. Everybody today buys those kind of things that they think is going to provide monetary solution for people. So it's very easy for us to migrate over to being a marketing tool, but that's not what we are. We're a promptings tool, and we have to stay true to the mission of that. You know, we're here to help people act on their promptings. A side benefit is if you act on promptings and use our system to act on promptings, you'll be the best relationship marketer out there. That's a side benefit. But the reason you're the best relationship marketer out there is because you're acting on promptings. So we have to stay true to the promptings message. And a lot of times in sales funnels, that's kind of hard to do. You know what I mean? So, and again, you've kind of worked with us a little bit on that. And that's why sometimes our messaging is challenging, because we're selling a cause. We're selling a philosophy. We're selling a way of life. You know, and if you follow the promptings process, the benefits are immense in all areas, personal relationship, business relationship, monetary gain. You know, heck, we even have, you know, part of our promptings is out of promptings, reaching out to others is what everybody resonates with. But you also have the inner promptings that's that inner guidance that's feeding your soul. And when you act on the promptings to reach out to others and that energy comes back to you, you have heightened energy. You have a higher vibrational level. And that's where you can be in a place where you can begin to manifest who you really are. So we teach a lot of manifestation techniques, the promptings way, how to use promptings to manifest in your life and things like that. So it's the simplest thing in the world, but when it comes to selling our product to the marketplace, it can be complex at times. So, and I know you've been on that battle with us. So what's your advice to promptings.com on how we can get our marketing message to the world where millions of people will come to us for the service that we provide? I want the perfect customer avatar. My perfect customer avatar is somebody that wants to follow their heart and knows they can make a difference. That's my avatar. How do I reach them?
You know, as I listen to you on that, my mind goes to that what's called the golden circle. You might have seen it. Simon Sinek, a leadership trainer, teaches this. And it's a very simple circle where the center is why, the next ring is how, and the last one is what. And it's just a very clear and clarity that the business has, and then a relentless discipline to those principles, right? I use this in my model as a messaging architecture to say, always make sure you're messaging at the core. So why do we do what we do? How do we deliver on that why? And then what are we? You know, just as a simple elevator pitch. And as I listen to you, the core message is we help people act on their promptings, right? That's why we do this, is to help them. And I would go further. For me, when you talk about the energy that comes from human connection, it might be because there's deep joy that comes from that, right? There's that, as opposed to regret by not acting on a prompting from the story you shared. We really help bring more joy and how people truly can live. And that's, you know, why we have people act on their promptings, how we do that. We have the promptings process, which can encompass all the different aspects and components of what you do. So what do you do? Well, from a standard, we're a relationship marketing tool, but how we do it is through a promptings process. And why we do it is because we want to help people get their joy, find more joy in life through deep human connections by acting on their promptings. That's what I hear when you speak. In that same model, you look at the great brands like Apple, which Simon Sinek points to, right? Why they do it, to truly unleash the creativity of people. How? Through beautifully designed, simple to use software. And then what do they do? Well, they do computers, you know, and software and stuff. I didn't say that right. But there's levels there in their messaging that once your marketing and brand teams see it, then they just creatively bring those different messages to life. So when people come to their website, they're seeing all the elements, but they're resonating at the deeper core. And then you'll find those people that you're talking about. That's my first thought.
Well, I appreciate that. And I wanted to share that and ask that question to you for a reason. You know, many of our followers have seen a lot of change that we've made recently. We now have promptings.com as our core business.
That's cool.
We have the Promptings Process ebook, which teaches what we're about and how we do it, and that kind of guides you to the products and services that we offer to help you act on your promptings. And I want our listeners to know that journey of writing the book, creating the sales funnels with the book at the top of it, a lot of that came from direction that you gave us. You didn't specifically say, Cody, go write an ebook, but you did what you just did. You talked about that circle, and you talked about the why, what, and how, and you took us through those things. And here's what's interesting. I've learned those principles. I've read the same books you have. I've read them, but when you sit at the table with us in a consultant situation, which you did about 3 years ago, you bring those principles out, and your gift is you teach them with such clarity. It's almost as if I'm hearing those principles for the first time, even though I've heard them 1,000 times, but you bring it to the table in a way where it feels like it really resonates. It really drills home. And from those consultations that you provided a few years back, we started on this journey of writing the book, creating the promptings message at a much deeper level. We always told the prompting story, but we never led with promptings. And your vision and your direction helped us go have the courage to go in that direction where, listen, our headline is promptings today. And so we want to thank you for that.
You're kind. I was only a small part. You have an amazing team. And what I love that we did is we all look through the lens of those principles together. And then the specific magic is ways to apply them, right? We crafted the story. There was a way that, and everyone can do this. They can actually take the principles, use them, craft a story. And then the story, like, again, I've read the ebook. It's perfect. It's awesome. It brings me through it all. It connects me to you personally, helps me understand why this is so deep. And I felt a human connection with you, Cody Bateman, which then helped me be open to listen to the rest. And it's just a powerful application of all the principles that we're talking about. So congratulations. I think what you've built is just phenomenal.
Well, thank you. We're listening to Steve Elder, and go check him out on his LinkedIn page. And Steve, we're going to sign off here, but I always like to end. Any final words of wisdom? No questions anymore. It's just you got the floor. Tell my audience what they need to hear right now, and we'll log off.
You know, if I'm thinking about the one listener who might be hoping for something, it's funny, I get emotional as I try to picture people listening and saying, give me something today, right? This is where I have a quote right here on my desk that I chose. Someone said, Steve, I want to give you a plaque with your famous, the most favorite quote that inspires you. I'm going to get it right here. You won't be able to see it really well because it's glass. But it says, greatness is a matter of choice and discipline. This is a quote that I believe that everyone has greatness inside of them. Cody, you talked about there's genius inside of all of us. But to truly unleash that, it's just a matter of you choosing and then being relentlessly disciplined to those principles that you choose to use to unleash that greatness. And then there's no better time than today. You can make the decision in 5 seconds right now. You can say, I'm going to be different. I am going to do this. Or Cody, you made a promise and a commitment to act on those promptings immediately in New York or that little apartment in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
You made a decision and then you have been relentlessly disciplined your whole life to follow through on that decision. And look what you've done to accomplish great things. Those core principles of choice and discipline, everyone can use to be able to succeed and unleash the greatness. And I encourage everyone, choose to live your greatness today. Act on those promptings, follow through. And just like Cody flipping the script, you never know where it'll go. But it's a wonderful adventure that really helps you may have more joy in life. So I hope everyone goes for it.
Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us today. And best wishes to you and the family. And now you got grand boy or girl?
Grandson.
Grandson. Brand new grandson. How old is he?
He's a little over a month old now.
Oh, that's just wonderful. You know that. I'll tell you what, you probably already experienced this. If you have one of those stressful days, just go over to your kid's house and hold that baby for 10 minutes and all your worries go away. I'm sure you've already done it, but isn't that something? You just hold those little babies and the love that they give to you. We always think we're loving on them. Those babies are loving on us. They know how to love. I mean, they came from a place where love abounds, and boy, you hold a little baby, you feel that love, and that's what life's all about. So congratulations.
Thank you. I agree. It's funny as you say that, because you teach about human connection. That's probably the purest human connection there is what you just described, isn't it? Yeah,
for sure. Well, that gets me a little emotional, so appreciate that. That's a good way for us to end the show today. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.